Welcome back to Give the Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And I'm with Bill Gro- What the? What am I? Dude, I am so...
I am so off.
I am so off. Oh my gosh.
You know what? Just leave that one in there.
Are you sure?
We even have to give a background of the last one.
Man.
You guys, yeah. You guys missed it.
You guys missed it.
Don't put you through it.
Previous attempt.
But you missed
it. Wow. And we're back.
And we're back.
Oh, man. My voice is almost back, but not completely back. So we'll see. Darn it. Well, this is off to a great start. Welcome to our Programmatron preview. Our Programmatrons are our Patreon supporters. You guys go to patreon.com/, I guess, you know what I learned? I've been saying backslash this entire time, and it's actually supposed to be forward slash. And so, okay, so during the Granite Games, we do they do those like inter-event reads now.
Yeah.
Like little plugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this is this backslash CrossFit. And some guy hits me up. He's like, you know, I hate to do this. And usually it's just somebody's like, hey, you're pronouncing this person's name wrong. I'm like, well, I apologize. I've never heard this person's name. I don't know who this person is. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah.
Like, and usually it's like, how can you, son of a bitch, this wrong? I'm like, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not perfect. And I'm sure you are. And, you know, you're welcome to come and do this job anytime you want. And it doesn't bother me, but I was like, okay, here's another. And he's like, I'm a computer engineer, and it's really forward slash. And I was like, holy crap. I'm sorry.
That's like saying, it's just, hey, it's not a letter B. It's actually a D.
Yeah. Or like something so simple. Like what? I don't know what it could be. It'd be like you're calling a CrossFit event and you're like, look at those up pushes. You're like, up pushes? You mean push-ups? You're like, oh, sorry, I just had it backwards. So it's a forward slash. So yeah, I learned something new, and I said it the wrong way, and I'm apologize if you're listening to this podcast. Also, thank you for listening to this podcast. But
well, obviously it was working though. I mean, you said backslash and everybody knew what you were talking about.
Well, you know, everyone's like, yes, we know what that is. But yeah, I've been saying it wrong.
Okay, from just now on, it's just slash. Just say slash.
Just slash. Yeah, there you go. So go to, if you guys want to be a Patreon or a Programmatron, a supporter of the show, you guys go to patreon.com/.
There you go.
Get with the programming. And for $6 a month, you guys get exclusive content like this. You get a free workout of the week, which I posted mine yesterday. Did you see it by chance?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll send it. It probably got the most comments. I was like, you know what? I want to go long. And so it was a 200 cal row, 150 cal bike, 100 burpees, and then 50 box clear overs. So you have to jump over it.
All right.
I was like, listen, let's just go long. And everyone's like, who hurt Chase? Who hurt you?
you know what I think is actually pretty cool? I mean, getting into those things real fast. I will try on those specific things when just personally not to do like a everyday sort of workout kind of a thing. Like I'll think like, okay, here's some interval ones. Here's a training one. This is a capacity one. This is the long one, like the one you did with the long one. I think it's cool for us to do that because it's not just, hey, guess what? You're going to do 21, 15, 9 of this and this.
Here's some classic CrossFit.
Yeah. Plus it gives people some chances to see some other things.
Yeah.
So it's good to see a long one on there like that.
Oh yeah. It was long. I was like, guys, this is going to be approaching the 30 plus minute mark. So just, you know,
I like it.
Take it slow. And yeah, you know, I gave them some scales. Like if they didn't have a row, they can run. If they don't have a bike, they can do some double unders and maybe switch some things around. But yeah, it was, that's what we did. So you guys get a free workout a week. And then every week we pick a new Programmatron of the week, which we give you a full month of programming. And guess who I saw at the Granite Games?
Did you see Tim's dad?
I saw Mr. Jerry Parsons.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so cool. That whole family, man. That's awesome. They're huge. That whole family is huge. Their baby, their son is a monster. He's like eight months old, and he's already bigger than my daughter. She's like twice his age. He is huge. Dang. His dad's huge. His mom's tall. Like, this is some good, good, large, what is it? 15 generations of large family breeding. I don't, that was my best Christopher Walken. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that accent. But that was the best I could do. Sounded like an old bartender, not quite Christopher Walken, but it was cool. It was cool to see him. They were so nice. That whole family.
Yeah.
Everyone. You know, yeah, so it was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool. And congratulations to Tim making the CrossFit Games again. What a weekend he had.
He had a great weekend.
Yeah,
man.
It was really cool.
I'll tell you what, there's been a lot so far. There's been a lot of athletes that I feel that there has been. I mean, obviously the newcomers that are popping up. I mean, all the teenagers and stuff like that are just out of control. But seeing some of these athletes that have been around a while that look like they have a resurgence.
You know what? I was just about to say that word, and jokingly, we've been like, "You guys should, Buttery Bros should have saved the title for this year."
Yes, totally.
Because like last year, you know, Buttery Bros, like last year's not a resurgence. Like,
no,
it was just like, I don't know what it just like a coronation, a history making, like you know, whatever it was. Like that's the time. Based on what's happened this year, like Tim Paulson, Travis Mayer,
dude, totally.
Like, A true definition of resurgence, like back to the limelight in a big way.
Like completely different athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I mean, what it did, I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll be the first to admit, like in with Travis, especially.
I can't get over seeing him in Dubai.
I thought he was done, man. I thought, I'm like, hey, well, you know what? There's always a downside to your career. I mean, he's been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Just fast.
Except he added like three more kids. You only had one back then. Dude's got four kids.
Dude, it's insane.
And, you know, Travis Mayer is like training, running a gym, being a dad. Like, it's not like he's a hands-off dad. He's a full-time, like, he's hands-on dad, teaching his kids how to, like, ride motorbikes already.
Yeah.
It's like, dang. I don't know if I'd ever get allowed to do that. I don't belong on one of those, but here's what we're here for. We are going to reprogram or tweak, fix, tinker with the 2021 virtual semifinal programming. We just analyzed the programming in our last episode, which we released 2 days ago. We'll release this one on a Thursday. I believe it's the 10th. Yes, the 10th. And what we want to do is what, you know, me and you went through the programming. It was like, you know, it was almost there. And this little thing, and I didn't like that. And so what we're going to do this time is not completely just retool it, because we really didn't like
the
programming
cool.
And the workouts were cool. Yeah. And I actually want to do all of them.
Yeah.
But when we're looking at a test to find the fittest five or whatever the, you know, in South America, I think it's like one or two, what the qualifying game athletes to the CrossFit Games is that we always want to see a balanced test that doesn't bias to one side, and that it's an effective test to declare these are the fittest athletes from this region qualifying to Madison. And I think at the end, we felt like that wasn't the case. It was a little skewed in one direction. We'll talk about that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to tinker a little bit and then give you guys our six individual events and team events with just a little twist that we think makes a much more balanced test to find the fittest to go to the CrossFit Games this year.
Yeah, totally.
I think for me,
because I mean,
I didn't change too much.
There were some that I didn't change at all.
Yeah, there's some I was like, don't touch it. And that's what we're saying is like, we're not like reprogramming. It's like, oh, this is crap. Like, we're not doing it what we did the quarterfinals. Like,
right.
We're just like, hey, I know you had a lot, maybe in a nice way. It's like, look, I know you got a lot on your plate and things are going on. We just kind of missed this, right? Or we did this too many times. And so that was cool. There is one event that I think we're going to have to like completely redo. And so that's definitely one will be fun to chew on. Okay. I'm thinking more the final event for the individuals. We need to do something different, like completely different. So.
All right.
So let's see. This is just a preview. So if you guys are listening on your normal podcast, thanks for listening. We will be giving the goods to our programmatrons. And like we said, go to patreon.com/ get with the programming. And for $6 a month, you guys get exclusive content just like this. You guys can support the show. We have Ooh, I need to release that whole design. Our programmatron design is done. It's ready.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah, it's done. Dude, yeah. I'll send them over to you. We have 3 or 4 different versions that can be stickers, patches, hats, t-shirts. We gotta make a t-shirt. Especially for the games. Like, we go to the games, maybe we'll do we'll take a page out of the Talking Elite Fitness boys out of the 2019 where we just start slinging tees out of our, hopefully, out of our hotel room.
Man, dude, that'll be cool. I don't mind that.
Hopefully. So we'll see. Hopefully, so we have it up. Maybe we'll post it up for our Patreon supporters. If you guys support the show, we'll post that here after this. But let's get into it. So we are going to reprogram the individual and the team 2021 semifinal events after this.